Hello, everybody. In today's Nach Daily, we're discussing Tehillim chapter 145. This chapter has 21 psukim in it. This is a very famous perek known as the Ashrei prayer. Firstly, the Radak explains starting with this perek until the end of Tehillim are all considered one unit of Tehillim. These prakim are all considered a Tehillah. Not including this one, David started and ended them all with the words Hallelujah to magnify Hashem's praise. This is the only perek in Sefer Tehillim which actually starts with the words Tehillah. The Gemara in Brachos 4b brings anyone who says this prayer three times a day is promised a share in the world to come. The Gemara seems to single out two reasons why this perek is considered so special. One, it contains all the letters of the Aleph Beis in order, which points to the fact this perek is as fundamental as the Aleph Beis. Two, it contains verse 16, which says, God sustains all living things on earth. The Rahman Wali brings anyone who says this chapter with proper kavana has promised they won't lack any financial needs in their life. What greater blessing can a person have than complete financial freedom? Now for the perek summary. Essentially, this perek gives praise and thanks to God. David commits himself to thank God every day of his life. God is great. Generation after generation, people acknowledge you like I do. I will tell everyone how great you are. I will think about how good you are to me. Hashem is slow to anger and full of loving kindness. Hashem's kingship is eternal. Additionally, David explains not only is there divine providence on the entire world at large, but there is exact divine providence on each and every single person's life and detail in the world. God picks up all the fallen, low-spirited people, giving each individual what they need. David winds down the perek by relating God is good, honest, and generous. He is close to all those who fear him and desire to serve him with honesty and sincerity. Therefore, David ends by stating he'll continue to spread the goodness of God and eventually all mankind will praise him forever. Now for the highlight pasuk. In verse 9, it says, Tov Hashem lakol v'rachamano kol ma'asav. God is good to all and his mercy is upon all his works. I feel this can't be stressed enough. God is good. So many people think God is out to get them and are worried. For every good thing that happens to them, they are waiting for something bad to follow. This comes from a deep sense of feeling beaten up by the world and giving up. But we need to know and take to heart. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba lebatzon al habrios. God didn't come to taunt the creation. God is completely good and not out to get us. He only has our best interests in mind. Rabbi Nachman explains in Sichas Aran, Tov Hashem lakol. God is good for everything. God is good for parnasa. God is good for relationships. God is good for emotional distress. God is good for everything in life. Let us merit to deeply trust in the goodness of God. Then we'll use our emunah and in a sense bring God back into the picture to help accomplish our goals in life because God is good. Stay tuned to the next episode of Nach Daily. We'll be moving on to paragraph 146. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.